We're going to continue with our Erev Rav series. We are in class number six. Six, right? And there's a long way to go. Very briefly, just to recap, we are going through five types of groups that are considered in the Erev Rav. The first one we were talking about is Amalek, who we explained are the leaders of the world, with an exception. The second one are the Nephilim, the adulterers. The third one is the Giborim, the ones who use the Torah as a platform for their own ego, for their own wealth, for their own control. And these are heads of shuls, communities, synagogues, yeshivot, Torah education institutes that are manufacturing millions and millions, not to say stepping on other people, creating all these false rules, distorting the Torah. Just yesterday after the class, in the meeting that they had here, there was one lady that was literally speaking my language, saying the exact same thing that I've been saying for years, that the Torah that we practice today, the majority, is with a lot of distortion from the original Torah. And it's because it's not being straightened out by many, many leaders for whatever reason. And we're not going to get into that because this is where it becomes very, very touchy. But the reality is that there's a lot of problems in the Torah today, and which should not be. The education, how the education and all, just the fact that in a Torah education system, whether it's a school or a yeshiva, they still teach the students that there are groups, and we are Sephardi, and they are Ashkenazi, and this is Chabad, and this is Breslov. That's distorting the Torah, by the way. You don't teach your child, oh, they are Sephardi, they're not, we don't really agree with what... That's not a way to educate a kid. You should see sometimes the junk that the kids, that my kids came home with, that they were taught. That I was like, what? That's what they taught you in your school? And I'm not saying all the schools and all the education systems, but I have seen in the last 20 years a lot of distortions of the Torah, a lot of problems that, you know, even in the books that you buy, there are a lot of books that are printed wrong and somehow got to the wrong hands, and the books are printed with distortions. And you know, when you find it, if you really understand and know the Torah, and when you read one book and then it contradicts the other one, and you start going through texts and scripts and you start finding, wait a minute, this is not a good publisher. So the Erev Rav, I mean, the main goal is to infect the Torah, to distort the world, destroy the world, use the world. That's one thing. But to destroy the Torah, that's the cream of the crop. So we have to understand that in the world of the Torah, there's so much distortion, so much wrongdoing, so much wrong rulings. You know how many rabbis come out with certain ruling that if you, and you don't question them because it's a big rabbi, but if you really understand one or two parts of the Torah, you're saying, where did you come up with that, you huge rabbi? And of course, many will not question because they don't know, you know anything about halacha. You know anything about the scripts? I don't know nothing. I barely know how to make coffee on Shabbat without failing with the cooking. And I can tell you already, a lot of the piskei halacha, the rulings, where did you come up with that? It doesn't even make sense. But nobody seems to question it. Why? It's the Av Beit Din. It's the head of the Beit Din of the Jewish court. So what if it's the head of the Beit Din? Needless to say that nobody has the guts or the courage to come and disagree. Because if you come and disagree, who do you think you are to disagree with so-and-so? Anyways, not to step on anybody's toes, and we're going to have to talk about that more in length, but there's a lot of problems in the Jewish world. A lot. Not talking about now corruption, needless to say, rape, molestations, etc. There's a lot of problems. The Torah is not 100%. There was many bumps along the way. And it's affecting the world of the Torah in a way. Just the fact that we still can practice hate between one Jew to another because he doesn't belong to the group that you belong in, that's the problem of our leaders, not of the people. Because there's no strong leadership of saying, how dare you? The rabbi should say, how dare you? I don't want you as a student. I don't want you as a member of my congregation if you have the chutzpah to slander so-and-so. I don't want you as a follower, as a supporter. How many rabbis? Do you ever heard a rabbi say such a thing? No, because who wants to lose their congregation? Who wants to lose their donations, their support, their population, their popularity? So unfortunately, there's a lot of problems. Looking from the side, I can point out on a lot of problems in the world of the Torah, and many question me, so why don't you come out and say, because I'm a nobody. I'm not a voice. And if chas v'shalom you come and say something, then many will go against you. How dare you talk against that rabbi or against that institute? But the fact is that there's a lot of impurity in the world of the Torah coming from the Erev Rav. Because, if you're looking at terrorist groups, we are surrounded with terrorist groups, which the irony here is that usually it's the governments that create these terrorist groups. So the Americans, they created ISIS. They created half of these terror groups, the Al-Qaeda. What do you think, the Israelis didn't create the Hamas and Hezbollah? No, not per se each one, but usually a government will create a terrorist group that will go against another terrorist group or to create a problem, and there's one big mishmash here. But let's ignore this fact for 1 second. In the terrorist groups, I don't know if you notice, especially the ones who are targeting the Israelis, they're trying to go after soldiers. They're not necessarily going after civilians. And for them to kill, chas v'shalom, a high-ranking officer, that's like the cream of the crop. You know what it is to assassinate a colonel, a general? You know what heavy security is around all these people? Why? Because they are trying to hit the head. And it's not only now in terrorist groups in our age. Also 1,000 years ago and 2,000 years ago, the army, the enemy, would try to go after the ruler, the leader, the king, the general. It's almost like when you play chess. If you're eating a regular soldier, okay, big deal. But you hit the queen, that's it. You can completely destroy the enemy because you're, I don't know if that's the term in English. In Hebrew, you say lechol, to eat, like in chess when you kick you eat the other opponent's soldier. But you hit the king, the queen, if it's a king, it's a checkmate. But the queen, same thing here. So same thing with the Erev Rav. They're trying to go to hit from the top, like the where it's called the shamanet, the cream. Or in the Jewish literature, it will call the chelev, the fat. We're not allowed to eat chelev. Chelev is the special fat. A lot of people, when they eat meat, they like eating the fat of the meat. We're not allowed to, as Jews, we're allowed to eat certain parts of the fat of meat, but the chelev, the fat around the organs that we sacrifice, not allowed to eat it. It's one of the most severe sins one can do. It's one of the kretot. So the Yetzer Hara, the Erev Rav, all these entities, they're trying to go, let's hit the top. So you know what it is to contaminate the Torah and to distort the Torah? And if a rabbi is corrupt, and he comes out with some ruling, and because of that ruling, millions of people follow that rabbi and fail? That's like hitting a jackpot. So this group of individuals are called the Giborim. Why? Because they're overpower, they're evil over the Torah, and the Torah's power gets diminished and diminished and diminished. And this is one of our biggest problems right now in our generation. As the prophet says, Maharisaisu Maharivaich Memechitzeu, the one that will destroy you will come out from you. And this is where you really, when you're saying, okay, a certain a nation hates us, a certain individual wants to kill us, I can somehow relate. But when somebody from our own nation is going against us, it's hard to fathom. Especially when they lie to you in such of a way that you're like, why would you say such a thing? Why would you manipulate? I mean, you're one of us. So that's the third group. Yesterday we went through the fourth group that are called Rephaim. That these are the individuals, whether the Jews and non-Jews, that the second the trouble is coming, I don't want to have anything to do with you. These are the backstabbers, right? And it's called Rephaim because the second the trouble comes, when the Jews have glory and the Torah is glorified, then I want to be next to you. And the second, that we lost our power, then they let go. This is in Hebrew, we call leharpot. Leharpot means to let go. So they're called Rephaim. Not as I mentioned yesterday in the class, that Rephaim is also ghosts. In Hebrew, you say ruchot ve-Rephaim, spirits and ghosts. That's not what we're talking about. Rather, they let go from the Torah. I like calling them tuchus kissers. Tuchus means the behind, what we sit on, right? Because they kiss the tuchus, and then they stab you in the back the second that you are worthless. Now we have the fifth group, and it doesn't mean that we're completed, because we still have many more information to cover. And then there's another topic that I think we're going to add into this entire series that many people are not aware of. Erev Rav, you heard the term. There's another group of people that are called Erev Zeir. This is a whole different thing. In general, these are the Torah-observing Jews that distort the Torah and misuse the Torah and manipulate the Torah, and they're still observant. And there are branches of that, okay? This is another topic that we're going to have to talk about. And it's important to know because, you know, if you look at history, how many times there was somebody who we thought is a good leader and then turned around against us. So the fifth group are called Anakim. Giants is the translation, but let's explain it. And if you want to follow, we're in the book of Bereshit. We're reading from the Zohar, page 25b. The line starts with Anakim mina chamisha'ah.